wasn't all that smooth, to be honest, right? It's kind of weird start to that's the irony of it, right? Yes, political theater.
I warned you, buddy, you got the worst of possible.
Here's one for CJ. The political theater doesn't work on me by either party, okay? Except for when progressives step up and say, somebody within the Bernie organization says there will be a progressive opponent as a primary to Joe Biden if he runs. What do you think of that? Huh?
Bernie also threatened to primary Obama in 2012, and I think in no small part, that's why Obama helped get on the Joe Biden bandwagon and helped push him to the nomination.
This wasn't Bernie. This is someone within the organization. Maybe it's Nina. I'm all in with her, but it doesn't matter. It's a progressive move that needs to be made. Joe Biden's done better than what I thought he was going to do, right?
You don't successfully primary an incumbent president.
Crudy, there's always a first time. You don't go and get another radio station when you already have one, right? See? It's all about expanding.
Don't make me come over here.
Listen, it's now or never, okay? There is no time to wait for... Look, centrist to me means, we're better than you, so you're just going to have to take what we give you. That's what a moderate is. We know what the extreme is. And we know that the progressive side is, hey, man, this is a beautiful land. Let's make it open to everybody. Let's protect our environment. Let's eat better food and drink cleaner water and breathe better air. That's what progressive policies are. Let's have health care for everybody. Let's knock this military stuff off, okay? What, $788 billion? I know some of that goes for this, some goes for that. The rest of the world doesn't really want us doing that either, I believe. The United Nations looks at us since Trump and says, this guy's got no credibility anymore, right?
You mean we shouldn't be the cop for the world?
No, we shouldn't be taking away people's human rights in other countries, or in this land for that matter. That's what this nation is built on. I'm pissed. Let's go back to the phone. Wisco Paul, how are you today?
Hey, good afternoon, Pizza Box. Nice show. Hey, Trump is such a bitch. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. He's going to throw the rest of these people all under the bus, much like Assembly Leader Robin Voss. He's the same. They're cut out of the same cloth. Very quickly, it's going to be Johnson as Senate, Clay Fisher as governor. Are the Dems going to be able to beat them? That's it. Are the Dems going to be able to beat those two? I'm a little worried. Thanks, Pizza. Bye.
Well, thank you, Paul. And I'd say that first, it's our duty to beat on these clowns a little bit, soften them up, let people know what they're about. Because seriously, if you're still in the Republican Party and you're going to vote for this next round of Republicans, you're voting for fascists right up and down the line, all the way down these school board people. But you know what? I've got the map. I got your names. I know what you guys are doing. And I can round up some people and we can make you at least a little uncomfortable. Because that's what the first step is moving people out of their comfort zones to get off their asses and do something about this. You can't just sit around and complain. You can't just ignore it. And you can't just vote yourself out of this. Revolutions take action, man, and we're in need of a serious revolution right now, whether people want to admit it or not. It's down to the final hours. Somebody call and tell me that I'm wrong.
Give them the phone number, man. They don't know.
844-967-2789.
Say it again.
844-967 2789.
Because you know, you got new affiliate listeners Waukesha today.
The Shaw.
And they may not have this number memorized. They might.
The Shaw!
They might be finding your show for the very first time today, Pizza Box.
I think we just came up with a call for the new radio
station. Do it again.
Caw-caw! The Shaw! Me and the crows get along pretty good, man. And you know, my blood runs deep with nature. And I spent some time out there again this week, and I was talking to this guy. I swear to God, I went, and the crow looks down at me, and, oh, yeah, you. Yeah, I know you. Because they get around, too, you know. But I know the ones over by Gotham Bagels, my fond sponsor, the same crowd, the same murderer hanging around there. And I'm like, cool,
murder. Crows.
Yes. And I talk to them all the time. But I don't think a lot of people know that crows are probably one of the most intelligent creatures on the planet. They really are. Once you've spoken or made a noise or something, they recognize your voice for life. You don't believe me? Come with me. Come with me now. They watch the squirrels bury nuts and acorns and stuff like that, and then as soon as the squirrels go out, they go out, dig them up and eat them. They swallow them whole. I forgot what else I was going to say there. I was thinking of something else.
You're going to give the people the phone number again so they can participate.
Okay, 844-967-2789. We're here every Saturday, noon to 1, and, well, we weren't here on Christmas. I know a lot of people were disappointed. They wanted to hear politics on Christmas.
You look
Christmas.
A little like a skinny Santa over there.
I shaved. Now it's time to shave again. I got rid of the beard, and now it's growing back in. I can't wait to get home tonight and call South America. I want to see my grandkids.
Well, that does sound exciting. Perhaps if Ron Johnson and Rebecca Clayfish win, you know, top of the ticket here in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps we'll all want to join your grandkids in South America. What do you think about Paul's prediction that, you know, Becky Clayfish will be the next governor and Rojo is going to win a third term?
I'd say that it's 50-50 right now, right?
Do you think it's even that good?
Depends on which candidate you're running against him, okay? Because people have their own ideas about who's the best candidate, and I don't know what to say about this, folks. I don't want to run anybody down or anything, but, I mean, I really like Sarah, all right?
Godlewski.
Yes, and yes. I said that right from the start, and there were people like, you know, she's connected to D.C. and this, well, you know, so is Ben Wickler, and a lot of you guys think he's really good too, right?
He'll be on my show
He's a nice
Monday.
Guy. He's a nice guy. He's a progressive, Wickler. But my biggest problem is I couldn't have that position because I know that I'm taking orders from D.C. and other places and people of power that class that I said that knows more than the rest of us. I've had legislators tell me, Mike, you don't know how it works. And I go, I know how it doesn't work.
I think Godlewski cool, huh? is probably best prepared because of her prior D.C. experience,
yeah, and she's,
for
she's
what it would take to be a successful U.S. senator.
Very good speaker. Just, I mean, her videos are good. Okay. I know there's a lot of people like Mandela Barnes. I'm a little thin on Mandela.
Why? Why don't you like Mandela?
No, it's not that I don't like him. I just don't think that he's the best candidate.
Well, he's the front runner, and, you know, that
supposedly.
Is.
Supposedly. I mean, who's telling you that?
Well, Mandela, of course.
Well, there you go. I mean, you'll see he's 43,
his
43.
Campaign.
I think, I'm pretty sure that I saw Sarah Godlewski's campaign.
The only one
campaign.
Beating right. Rojo head-to-head, right. According to the Godlewski campaign.
And you know what? I can understand why. She's very charming and personable. I really like her, okay? I mean, I understand this, you know, being connected to people in D.C. and stuff. Sometimes that's a good thing, you guys. It's just how you use it. I mean, I know legislators in Wisconsin that have gone to D.C. and done a great job. Mark Pocan, he was my congressman, right? Still to this day, I'd support him and the progressive
but
policies
he's not
that
running
he supports.
For
no,
senator.
You got to get somebody that's progressive. Now, I mean, I think the most progressive, and I was going to say this to start out, I think is probably Tom Nelson.
But sure.
Is he the best candidate? I don't know. I mean, for me, he probably is, okay, where I'm coming from.
I know that my pal Dominic had said to me that Tom had his, at least early, when you know, they started tearing up between, let's call it Godlewski and Mandela Barnes, and let's throw in Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County Executive, and Alex Lazary, just because his...
I like him, too,
he's
man.
Got the money to invest, nice. And he's got union backing at this point.
Well, and the Bucks organization has done a pretty good job. On social issues and continues to. I mean, got a commercial on here with the Wisconsin
Democracy
campaign.
I've heard a few of those
campaign.
Voices, yeah.
So, and we know that they don't just talk it, they're out there walking it. You know, when these are the athletes I support, when their families are working hard to help other families that don't have a chance in this world. I keep
guys
going
like
back
Aaron
to,
Rodgers.
Well, I go back to Warrick Dunn, you know, the running back for Tampa Bay, who continues this mission of building homes for single mothers, you know, with several children. And I don't
sounds
even
like Jimmy Carter.
It's like hundreds of homes at this point. I thought it was just, you know, it hasn't ever stopped. You know, that's the kind of person that I'd cheer for that person to win. Sorry, man, that's just me. You know, character matters. It's like Game of Thrones stuff for me, right? Go with the best character. Anyway, hey, we're getting down to the end of the show, aren't we?
We're barely over a minute.
first time to hear this show in Kakaw the Shaw.
And I love that, man. You got to do a promo for me.
I will. I should start doing some other stuff. I told you I want to do some fun stuff with Fancy Brian, you know, making noises and cartoons and stuff, because he's got a really good voice for some stuff. But I think my Scooby, you know, can kick his Scooby's ass. Hey, Scooby, where are you? Over here. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for calling. I wish we'd get more people like CJ to call, but apparently he's the only one that listens to our show that thinks that way.
Come on, man. We'll have all kinds of conservative callers coming out of the Shaw someday soon. Every Saturday, right here on Devil Radio, the Shaw, and WAUK 540 AM.
Well, I hope they don't get mad at me, because, you know, but there's a lot of good people in Waukesha. It's like the third bluest spot in the state. So, you know, they good people there. They're fighting like hell to save Waukesha. And now we have Kakaw the Shaw. And we'll be back next week. Devil Radio.